Hi everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, heard once again every Friday night here on KCRW. We seem to be back to normal, unless any unforeseen circumstances should arrive. I will be with you if you're with me every Friday night here at 7:30, listening to the best in recorded comedy and otherwise here on KCRW on Friday nights. And tonight we're going to hear some very special stuff, some stuff that's very rarely, if ever, heard on this side of the Atlantic. Some records by Marty Feldman. I think Marty Feldman's loss was indeed a great one, mainly because he was one of those people that, one of those creative artists that gave you the impression that their best work was ahead. I never doubted the fact that one day Marty Feldman would make a wonderful movie. He made some movies that were almost wonderful and that have wonderful moments. I was convinced that someday we would get to see the great, or maybe the great Marty Feldman movie, or maybe the great Marty Feldman movies or television shows or something. A lot of his best work was done in England, and we didn't see it here. There were two television series, one entitled At Last, the 1948 Show, and one entitled Marty. I have a record of excerpts from Marty, and we'll be hearing most of this half hour will be devoted to things from that. I was in England when Marty Feldman died, and the BBC played a bunch of his movies. The one that I got to see was the last remake of Beau Jest, and it was surprisingly very funny. I think he was wonderful, and I miss him. So anyhow, here are some excerpts from a television show that was done in 1968. Curiously enough, on the label of the record, it credits, among others, John Cleese and Graham Chapman with some of the writing, and I think that'll show too. So anyhow, let's hear some of the work of the late and great Marty Feldman.
Before we start the program, we would like to remind viewers that at this time of the year, when a lot of people leave their windows open, a television set or a radio set playing full blast can be a great source of irritation to your neighbours. Another good way to irritate them is to set fire to their dustbins.
Evening.
Oh, good evening.
Nice evening.
Yes, thank God.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry?
You said thank God and I said you're welcome.
Yes, but...
Oh, no, of course you couldn't be expected to recognise me in my present human manifestation, could you?
Well, who are you then?
I am God. Roland J. God.
I see your name is God.
Yes, my name is God because I am God. Don't be frightened, I shan't hurt you. I'm a merciful God. I could smite you with a plague of frogs if I wanted to. Smite, smite. But I don't want to.
That's very kind of you.
I could cause the earth to open up and swallow you if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
That's very, very kind of you.
I am a kind God. Would you like to worship me?
No, thank you. I'm waiting for a bus.
Would you like to have a quick worship while you're waiting? I mean, you could sacrifice a goat to me if you've got one about you. Or a virgin. Goat or a virgin, I'm not particular. I don't mind. I'm not a choosy God. Goat or virgin, I prefer virgin, but I don't mind.
I'm awfully sorry. I seem to have left my virgin in my other suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you probably wasn't expecting to see me in my human manifestation, was you? You see, I thought I'd pop down in man's own image, have a shufty about and see what it was all like. You see, I created all this in my infinite mercy. I created the whole world.
I'm sure you did.
Yes, I am omnipotent, you know. That means all-powerful. I have power over all things. I am all-powerful, I am omnipotent. There is nothing I cannot do. I can level the mountains, I can turn the seas to Hall's tonic wine. There is nothing I cannot do. I am omnipotent. Lend me five, Bob.
I'm sorry?
I said, lend me five, Bob.
No, go away, certainly not.
I am God, and I'm ordering you to lend me five, Bob.
Push off.
All right. I shall smite you with a plague of frogs. I shall cause the earth to open up and swallow you.
All right, go on then.
All right. I don't want to, not just now. Half a crown.
No, certainly not. Go away.
I can cause you unbearable pain and exquisite eternal suffering.
All right, go on then.
Right. Ow! Ooh. And though it came to pass, even as I say...
Look, you've broken my umbrella. All right, I'll give you half a crown. Now, go away.
Oh, no, it's gone up now.
See, why?
It's after 12 o'clock. It's Sunday, you see. It's my day of rest. I'm on double time.
All right, there's 5 bob. Now, go away.
Oh, thank you. And lo, you shall be rewarded. I am a grateful God. I shall go with you, my son, because I am a grateful God. I shall go with you unto your house. Yea, even into your spare bed shall I go with you. Yes. And I shall be with you all the days of your life, except in Fridays, because that's National Assistance Day. Can we go now, my child? And can we have a taxi, because I'm a tired God?
Taxi!
No doubt about it. I work in mysterious ways.
Oh,
Sunday afternoon,
sir. I see. It's Rufus, his headmaster, dear.
Hello, Mr. Foggy. Hello, son. Sorry to drop round like this weekend. I know you're resting and all that.
Rufus all right, is he?
What?
Rufus all right?
Oh, yeah, it's taken a little bit of time to settle in. I mean, you know what it's like when you come to a new public exclusive school like Anne, you know.
I don't know if you've met the wife.
The wife?
Mrs. Pockets.
Hello, darling, hello. I was just saying to him, after we've had a lad at the school a few weeks, I like to drop round, see, have a little bunny with the parents, see how it's getting on, you know.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Won't you sit down?
Yeah, darling, yeah.
Tea.
Thank you, but brandy, 5-star.
Is Rufus working hard?
Working very hard, my old son. Oh, and working very well.
Good.
Unfortunately, he's getting very poor marks.
Poor marks?
Yeah. Working very hard and very well. Dodgy marks.
Yeah, but he's working very well, but he's not very bright, is that it?
Oh, no, he's brilliant. He's brilliant, isn't he? Just he's not getting any marks. 4 weeks gone, no marks.
Why?
What can you do? Well, darling. Tell you. Now, a lot of parents are asking me that. And what I say is it's double unfortunate, see, that a lot of boys is being held back because the school desperately needs a new car for the headmaster.
A new car for the headmaster?
Yeah, me, the gaffer, yeah. I think it's very unfortunate that certain brilliant scholars should be held back for the lack of proper school facilities, innit?
Well, I don't see how a new car's going to help my Rufus to work better.
Ah, it won't help him work better, darling, but he will definitely get better marks, eh? And another thing, love, he will definitely pass his exams, eh? Whereas the way things are at the moment, I mean...
this is just extortion!
Right, old son. A clear case of extortion regarding a new jam jar for the gaffer, me. You see, if you want your son privately educated, as opposed to being privately beaten up, you see, broken glass, thrust up the nostrils, holes bored in the feet.
Here, will you take a check?
Certainly, Governor, right. Certainly. Right. And would you make it out for an extra 10, Nick, I see, for the piano lessons? How to avoid a falling piano whilst being strapped to the floor. Thank you, Governor. Stop. Now, I hope to see you up the first 11 cricket match next Saturday, eh? Don't bet on us, bet on the other side. I've nobbled our bowler, right? See you, love.
You know, meeting a bloke like that makes me wish that I'd had a public school education.
I suppose it's worth explaining here that in Britain, the expression public school refers to private schools, and the expression private schools refers to public schools. Anyhow, let's hear some more of Marty Feldman. This is a routine having to do with a travel agency.
Why did you do that?
We wanted to see the travel agent.
The travel agent.
Travel agent.
I am the travel agent.
Oh! Oh, why aren't you wearing your hat then, frightening people like that?
What hat?
The hat with travel agent written on it. You might be anybody, you might be a murderer.
No, because then I'd have a hat with murderer on it.
Yes, so you would, yes.
How can I help?
Well, my wife and I would like to see the Edinburgh Festival.
Edinburgh Festival.
Edinburgh Festival.
How would you like to go?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yes.
How would you like to travel?
Don't know.
Neither do I. What's the answer?
Yes.
I am not asking you a riddle, madam. I am seeking information. Do you want to go by train, plane, or coach?
No.
No. No what?
Thank you.
That's better. I mean, no what?
Definitely not. We don't want to travel.
No.
But you've got to travel.
Don't you order me about, young man.
Look, you want to see the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes, we want to see the Edinburgh Festival.
Edinburgh Festival.
Therefore, you have got to travel to Edinburgh.
Why?
Yes, answer that, young man. You're so clever.
Because Edinburgh is the only place that has an Edinburgh Festival.
Isn't there one in London?
No, there isn't.
Look, look, look,
look.
I fought in the First World War.
Yes, he did. Yes, he, and he was wounded. Yes. Had his brain blown out.
That is as may be. Nevertheless, Edinburgh is the only place that has got an Edinburgh Festival.
Look, 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 look. I was on the Jarrow March.
Yes, yes. His nostrils went raw.
Look. I cannot move Edinburgh.
Look! She was wounded in the Second World War. A V2 hit her on the head.
Right on the head.
Look.
I don't believe it.
You tell that to the younger generation, they run you over in their sports cars.
All the thanks we get,
thanks.
Look, you stupid old fool! I can't shift Edinburgh!
Stupid old fool!
There's gratitude.
He died in the war for people like you.
I did.
He and Arthur Stoutbridge.
Arthur Stoutbridge.
He was a gentleman.
Arthur was, and a murderer.
He wouldn't have stood for any of your nonsense.
No.
He would have bitten your throat out.
He would have done. Arthur was a gentleman.
He was, yes.
He made the finest vanilla blancmange outside of Leamington.
And he took no trap from Darkie. No. And I'll tell you one thing, he could juggle with rats.
Or goose.
Yeah, he could.
Well, thank you. And we won't forget the mattress. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now let's go and destroy the grocer.
Right.
Come on now. Come along, darling. Eat your prunes. Mm. Oh, they'll make you big and strong. Don't you want to be big and strong?
Look, Mum. Don't you think it's time we faced up to it? I'm 53. I'm nearly an old man.
You'll always be my baby. Now, come along. Look, Teddy's eating his prunes.
Who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? What is the point in going on with this shabby pretense? I know Teddy doesn't eat his prunes. I tumbled that weeks ago. Well, why don't you just face up to it? I'm a grown man now. You can't keep me tied to your apron strings forever. I'm going to be senile before I've even been adolescent. All my life, you've kept me locked up in this nursery. I've never seen the outside world. I don't even know what it looks like out there.
You wouldn't like it, dear. It's nasty. I let your father go out once in 1932, and look what happened. He never came back. I'm not going to let that happen to you, my big baby boy. You're all I've got left. Oh, aren't you happy with your mummy? And all your little friends, there's Teddy and Golly and Herbert the Duck. Don't you like them anymore?
Well, they're all right in their way, but I mean, this is very difficult to say, Mum, but there comes a time in a boy's life when he starts to experience certain feelings.
what feelings?
Well, I don't know, but whatever they are, Herbert the Duck doesn't satisfy them. I just feel the need for contact with the opposite.
The opposite what?
Well, I don't know, but there must be something. I just sense that there's more to life than strained carrots and Winnie the Pooh. And I want to go out there and find out what it is.
I have told you before, you are not strong enough to go out. Now come along. Eat your prunes, or the bogeyman will come.
I wish he bloody would. At least he'd be some company. No, listen. I've made up my mind. I'm going. I'm going to leave you.
You're not going to leave me. Yes, I'm not going to let you.
You can't stop me. You can't stop me. I'm grown up now. I mean, it's no use pretending anymore. I mean, all these years you've held me back. You've never let me develop. I could have been something. I could have done things. I mean, who knows what I could have achieved? I could have driven a puff-puff. I could have been big and fat and important. Like Mr. Bun the baker.
It's too late to change.
It's not too late.
Ah, but you've got no money, and you need money out there.
I've got money. Look. All these years I've been saving it. I've saved a fortune secretly. Look, it's all in here. Look, I've got money, a fortune.
Son. They don't take chocolate money in the outside world.
Well, I don't care. I don't care. I just want to be free, that's all. I just want to be free. Free to go wherever I want to. Mother, I'm going to walk out of this door. And I'm not coming back. I'm a man now. A man! Mum, could you see me across the road, please?
Yes?
Boris Ludmenkov is here, sir. Do you want to see him?
Yes, I do. Send him in.
Oh, sorry, sir. I've never done it. I've never touched her, sir.
Ludmenkov, I've been wanting to talk to you for some time.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been principal dancer with the Mercury Ballet Company?
3 weeks, sir.
3 weeks. Yes, it seems so much longer.
Ah, yes.
We're not a rich company, you know. Unlike some companies, we are not subsidized by the state. But we do have our standards.
Oh, no, you do, sir. No.
When you first came to us... From the Prisoners' Aid Society, I had my...
I'm doing all this day's work, sir.
I've decided to give you a trial, but it doesn't seem to be working out, foul water. Ludmenkov, I've had complaints regarding your behaviour on stage.
You mean the Nutcracker Suite, sir?
I mean the Nutcracker Suite, Ludmenkov. Yes, you danced the lead in that, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, for your information, the Nutcracker Prince enters with a grand jeté. He does not lurch onto the stage in a plastic Macintosh, clutching a quart bottle of brown ale and a bag of vinegar-flavoured crisps.
Well, I've been across the road to the pub, ain't I?
Yes.
I mean, it was raining, yes. Wasn't it,
I appreciate of that, but do you honestly think it lent anything to Tchaikovsky's original conception to stagger round the stage making... certain suggestions to the sugar plum fairy.
All I said was...
I heard what you
bit,
said
darling,
from the back of the stall.
Yes, sir.
You obviously haven't learned that in ballet we do not need speech. We rely upon gestures.
I made a gesture, sir.
I saw the gesture. However, brings me to the subject of your duet with the Snow Queen.
Oh, yes, sir.
You are supposed to lift her by the waist.
Yeah.
Not grass.
Oh, no, sir. I know. I did, sir, but she slipped and fell against me awkwardly, sir. I put out my hand, see, to steady me, sir. I'm willing to have the treatment, sir. I have these headaches, you see, sir.
It is not good. It is not good enough.
My dagger, sir, the war wound, sir.
It is still not good enough.
No, sir.
Three of the crystallized flowers have complained to their mothers. And the husband of the sugar plum fairy is waiting at the stage door at this moment with a bullwhip.
Please, sir.
Which brings me to the Sleeping Beauty.
Oh.
Oh, indeed, foul water. The prince awakens the Sleeping Beauty with a kiss.
Yes, sir.
He does not climb into bed with her. Nor does he put his teeth in a glass beside her.
See, I thought it would add a touch of authenticity, didn't I, sir? I mean, look, he does love her, doesn't he?
Not during the performance, no. Which reminds me, you seem to have put a totally wrong interpretation on the phrase, the fifth position.
Well, I was improvising, wasn't I, sir?
Added to which, when the other members of the company tried to separate you, was there any need to become so violent?
I got me wild up, sir, didn't I? This red mist coming in front of my eyes. I get these headaches, sir. I didn't know what I was...
And where did the spanner come from?
Oh, I found that in me tights, sir.
Well, that does explain something else I was going to ask you about. The fracas was unforgivable.
Sorry, sir. What actually did I do?
What actually you did was to butt the lilac fairy in the stomach, bite King Floristan on the chin, and what you did with Carabosse the wicked magician's magic wand doesn't bear thinking about.
What actually did I do with it, sir?
Suffice it to say that you have probably blighted a very promising career, both public and private. You have destroyed my reputation, ruined my company, and set ballet back 40 years. Yes, you shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. Here are your cards. Get out!
Could I have a reference, please?
Get out!
That's the ballet wheel for you. If your face don't fit.
You want to know how it'll be? I'll tell you. The heavens will open up and blood will come raining down. And there'll be plagues of frogs and locusts. And the earth will crack. And the seas will boil over, and nameless abominations will come forth, crawling from the slimy depths. There'll be storms, there'll be sleet, and fire will engulf the old earth.
The rest of the night will be fine, except for up.
It was a good funeral.
Yes, we give him a good send-off.
Yes.
No man could want more.
No.
He was a good man, George. We won't see his like again.
Salt of the earth, yes. Was George. Yes, he was.
Funny he never married.
Yes. Who?
George.
Oh, yes.
Not that he never had his chance. When he was young. A man like that. Could have had any girl he chose. He was good looking enough.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Almost too good looking.
And them big blue eyes.
Yeah.
And them dimples. And that schoolgirl complexion of his. Could have had any girl he chose.
Any girl he chose.
Man like that. Yes. Funny he never married.
Yes, funny that. Yeah. Yes.
Still, he had his compensations.
I suppose he did, yes.
Other interests. Mm. Scouting.
He was very keen on scouting.
He liked scouting, yes. Yes. Even in his later years, he'd only have to see a troop of scouts go by and his eyes would light up.
Nostalgia, I suppose.
Yes. Funny he never married.
Yes. Yes, funny that, yes.
He was a funny chap in many ways, yes. When you think about it.
He was, I suppose. Oh, dear.
The way he walked.
Oh, yes.
That was funny.
With his hips, do you
remember? Wiggling his
hips.
And his voice.
High-pitched sort of
voice. Almost to the point of falsetto. Yes. Oh, that was funny, yes. He was funny.
He was funny.
Kind?
Oh, very kind.
Kind?
Oh, it was kind. Very kind.
Kind? Kind? Oh, kind? Oh, almost too kind, he was. He let himself be taken advantage of. Yes. I never knew him turn a stranger away from his door, George. There was always a bed in his house for any waif or stray, or soldier, or sailor.
Especially sailor.
He liked sailors.
Yes, I never. never knew him to turn a sailor
never
away.
Never a sailor. No. Very often they didn't even have to come to him.
Really?
Now he'd go out looking for them, he would. Never spared himself.
No.
Funny you never married. Yeah. A man like that. Yeah.
He'd have made a good husband.
Oh, he would,
he would be a very good husband.
A good husband, there's no going saying that. He could cook.
He could sew.
He could knit.
Yes. He could arrange flowers.
Oh, his house was always like a new pin.
Like a shiny new pin, it was, yes.
New pin, yes, it was. Funny he never married. He was a happy man.
Oh, he was happy.
He was happy. Never happier than when he was dressing up.
Theatrical streak, I suppose.
I suppose. How he loved that Mother of Pearl Ames bag of his.
Almost broke his heart, it did, when he left it on the bus, do you remember?
I remember. He loved dressing up.
Yes, he did.
All in all, it's funny you never married.
Funny? You never married?
Funny indeed. I think that's very funny stuff, which is, of course, only appropriate because this is funny stuff. That's Marty Feldman. I think we lost a lot when we lost Marty Feldman. That record also featured John Junkin, Tim Brooke Taylor, Roland McLeod, Patricia Dennis, Mary Miller, Diana Cacique, and Sonia Dresdel. And that'll wrap up this edition of Funny Stuff. There's a very funny book I recommend entitled The Beaver Papers. It's program synopses for a season of Leave It to Beaver, as written by Jack Kerouac, John Steinbeck, Samuel Beckett, Tennessee Williams. Very funny book. Pick it up. I think you'll enjoy it. Next week we'll be listening to the best of... and please watch Buffalo Bill. It seems nobody is, and the ratings are lousy. If you know any Nielsen families, tell them to watch it. Next week is That Was the Week That Was. We'll be listening to bits of from both the British and the American editions. Until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.